Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. And my God, it has been a good morning this morning. How about that? What? Did y'all see the title? Nevertheless, man, yes, I did a broadcast last night. I didn't intend to, but I did it. And I said something, and God just reminded me of it this morning when I went on my little drive. He was like, I'm going to want you to do what my son did. I said, okay. Okay. I'm going to do what Jesus did. All of that. What did Jesus do? Well, we already know what Jesus did because we've read what Jesus did. There's scripture and all of that story, all of that about what Jesus did. So asking the question, what did Jesus do? Like you don't know what Jesus did? No, you can read. We can read. You hear the stories. You done heard her messages on what Jesus did. So the mindset is to do what Jesus did. So, but this is what God took me to. You got to be able to do what Jesus did. You got to walk in this nevertheless anointing. How about that? I think we said something about this on a Friday night by the fire. So this nevertheless anointing is past you, because in Luke 22 and 42, this is Jesus saying this now. Like, this is Jesus. Now, here we go. Do what Jesus did. Let's just do what Jesus did. Don't ask the question, what would Jesus do? No, we're going to do what Jesus did. And here's where we're going to start with doing what Jesus did. It says in Luke 22 and 42, it says, Jesus said, Father, if thou be willing, he asked God, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Nevertheless, I don't know what cup you've been asking God to remove. I don't know if you even asked God if, you know, get to the place where, okay, God, hey, if this cup can't be removed, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done in this situation. And so as God was telling me, he said, you got to be in this nevertheless anointing, Gerald. You got to walk in this. Nevertheless, not my will, not my will. Because my will to be said, I don't have to do all of this. You shouldn't have to do this. Why do I have to take this? Why do I have to be? Because this man was on the cross. He was getting ready to die for your sins, for my sins. But he said, nevertheless. Man, y'all better catch that. Nevertheless. Lord, let me walk in the nevertheless anointing. Just let me walk in the nevertheless anointing. That it just kills my flesh. It kills all of that stuff. I won't ask you why. I won't ask you when. I won't ask you any dumb questions. I just won't ask those questions. Because I'm at nevertheless. Not my will, but thy will be done. I want to walk in the never. As a matter of fact, I'm walking in the nevertheless anointing. Because I'm changing my mind right now. It's not my will, but it's thy will be done. Every time I wake up, not my will be done, but thy will be done. Matter of fact, I don't even want my desires. I want your desires. Not my will, but thy will be done. Man, y'all better get into this nevertheless anointing. I'm just being real. You got to get into this nevertheless anointing, because if we don't walk into this nevertheless anointing, I'm telling you, you'll start questioning why you doing things. Look, Jesus did it though. He said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Listen, I know you're looking at your situation. Think about Jesus. Come on now. Think about Jesus. Sitting on this cross, haven't done anything. And you sitting there saying, I ain't even done anything. And they treating me like this. They talking about me like this. They're doing all. Okay. Hello. Jesus. Where's your eyes? Where's your eye? I'm looking at myself. So y'all might be thinking I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to myself because I'm reminding myself that Jesus did this for me, that Jesus died on the cross for me, that he did this for my sins, that he did this, that I may live eternally, that I may have salvation, that I may be able to get to the Father, that my prayers may be able to reach heaven. Y'all better catch this nevertheless anointing. Man, it's time out. It's time out. Asking, what did Jesus do? Man, Jesus! Every knee has to bow to the name of Jesus. Jesus! Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Y'all, let's go. If he had to say, he wanted the cup to pass. So you saying, God, but he got to a place. He didn't stay there. He didn't stay with, oh, God, take this cup. You praying, God, take this away. God, change this. God, do this. God, like, okay. What happened to nevertheless? What happened to, I want you, what if he wants you to do something? What if he wants you to work through this? What if he wants you to learn in this? Why? Because because what you learn, he wants you to be able to teach somebody else. It's called a reproducers of reproducers. Can you teach somebody else how to come out of something? Can you teach somebody else how to do something? Can you help somebody else when it's all just not all about you? Because here's what Jesus did. He got into a nevertheless anointing. Nevertheless, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Do you know getting into a nevertheless anointing, that takes away all of that? It shuts all of that down. It's like, okay. I ain't gonna feel this way no more. I ain't gonna talk this way no more, because I'm just saying nevertheless. Because if Jesus Christ got on that cross and died for me, if Jesus got on the cross and allowed me to get salvation, if Jesus Christ did what he did for me, I'm just being personal. Me. You think about yourself. You ask God for yourself. You look at yourself. You look at your situation. You look at the things that are happening. And you say, okay, God, nevertheless. Nevertheless, hey. Because in the next thing, it said that angel appeared and gave him the strength. An angel appeared to give him the strength that he needed. Y'all better catch it. The strength that he needs. So when you tap into nevertheless, there's an angel that'll appear to give you some strength. There's going to be, God will bring a ram in a bush. God will bring somebody to speak strength to you. He'll have somebody to come encourage you that you can make it through this. That'll bring strength to your situation. Y'all better catch this thing. So today, I just want you to operate in a nevertheless anointing. I'm talking about, listen, hey, glory be to God. Man, I'm so excited right now, man. I'm on fire. Oh my God. I'm telling you, I just want to scream, Jesus! He did it for me. Even when he said, let this cup pass, he asked for the cup to pass. But then he quickly said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Nevertheless, not Gerald will be done, but your will be done, God. You can put your own name in there. You can put your own name in. Put your own name in. Put your own name in. If you've been sitting there struggling, you've been sitting there crying, you've been sitting there debating, you've been sitting there asking all of these, why I got to do this, coach? Why I got to do this? Why? When do I get a break? When do I get healing? When do I get that? Nevertheless, when you get to the nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That's when you'll tap into your healing. That's when you'll start getting reset. That's when you'll start getting some strength. That's when you're going to get some real strength. Huh? This man was dying. You ain't dying. You might feel like you dying. You might feel like you in a bad, 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 bad place, but you ain't sitting on a cross. You ain't sitting on a cross where somebody done put dog throwing crown on your head and you bleeding. Ain't nobody poke you in your side with knives and swords and all of that. Ain't nobody's pierced your hands with nails and tied you to a cross. Nobody did that to you. You ain't in that place. You just going through a situation. And God is saying, hey, nevertheless, Not my will, but thy will be done. Come on, get your focus on Jesus and get your focus off yourself. Come on, the enemy wants you thinking about yourself. Why? Because it's selfish. It's self-motivated. He don't want you to think about Jesus. He don't want you to think about the suffering that he did. He don't want you to get to the nevertheless. He don't want you to get to nevertheless. He don't want you to walk in the nevertheless. He doesn't. Because the nevertheless says, it's not my will, but it's thy will be done. Listen, man, I ask for all the drugs, the pornography, all that. Man, take that stuff away. Hey, that, you know how that, he ain't take that stuff away. He ain't take it away. I had to walk through it. You know why I had to walk through it? Because it was somebody out there that God knew that I needed to speak to. Had he know I needed to minister to. So the very thing that I struggled in, the very thing that I didn't understand how to get out of, is the very thing that God uses to for me to do my testimony and for me to minister. Y'all better catch that thing. So while you sitting there talking about God, can this cup pass? Can I get out of this? Can I do this? And you sit and you're not. And you're not, and you never ever think about, okay, well, let me go to this scripture. Nevertheless, God, not my will, but thy will be done. So whatever it is that I need to learn, let me learn it. But right now, can you send an angel? Because I need some strength. I need some strength in this agony. I need some strength in this position. I need some strength in this situation. I need some strength. That's what you can ask for. And stop asking for it to go away. Because if God wanted it to go away, he would have took it away from you without you even asking. Without you even asking. And then you sitting there praying and spending all of your time praying, but you ain't said, God, nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. Man, listen, all I want is God's will. All I want is God's perfect will. That's all I want. So not my will, but thy perfect will be done. Can thy perfect will be done in my life? Let thy perfect will be done. I don't even, whatever it looks like, God, if you purging me, whatever my cup is, God, if you telling me I got to go through it because I got to do something with it, then that's what I'm going to do. I ain't going to ask you about no time. I ain't going to ask you how long I got to be in it. I'm not going to ask you all these questions. I'm just saying, God, I need the strength to get through this. I need to know and understand everything. Give me wisdom and understanding and walking this thing out. Because I'm saying, nevertheless, I'm going to walk in the nevertheless anointing. Period. Period. Because all I want is your perfect will. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, y'all. Can I tell you? Can I tell you? Can you get into this? Listen, really quick. Y'all can tell I'm getting excited. I'm really excited about this because when God just dropped this on me, I'm like, oh my God, the nevertheless. Okay, God, whatever. Man, I'm like, whatever. You built me for this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey. Whatever I gotta do, I had to go through all of that stuff. And I look at my wife's situation, I look at it, and like she could have said, "Why do I gotta do all of this? Why do I gotta do all of this?" But then when she look at the situation now, she's like, "Oh wow!" Nevertheless, because I gave you all I want is your perfect will. Follow Christ. How you listen? You can't even get to the Father unless you go through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You can't even get to the Father. So why would he not tell you to keep your eyes on his son? Because that's the way. That is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. That's the way. That's the nevertheless. That's the nevertheless. So when we asking, we walking around here being confused, stop being confused. I bind the spirit of confusion. God is not the author of confusion at all. So stop being double-minded. I bind the spirit of double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So I bind the spirit of double-minded. So you're going to not be wishy-washy. One minute I'm nevertheless. And then the next minute you sitting over here whining and crying about your situation. What? Listen, whenever you look at your situation, I want you to compare it to Jesus on the cross. Period. And then remember that scripture. I declare that scripture pop up into your mind. It pops up into your heart. Every single time you look at your situation in the natural and you feel sorry for yourself. When God is saying, in your weakest moment, I'm sending an angel to strengthen you. I'm sending an angel to strengthen you in this very weakened moment. Can you tell me your situation is looking like, looks like Jesus on a cross? But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And all God did was send him an angel to strengthen him to get through it. So as you going through your situation, all you need to be asking for is some strength to go through it. Give me the strength to go through it. Because this stuff ain't going to last always. This ain't going to always last. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, this stuff don't last always. It ain't going to storm every day. The sun will rise. The sun ain't stopped coming up since God told it to come up. So this too shall pass. But in the meantime and in between time, I'm at the nevertheless anointing. So I encourage you to meditate on this scripture. I want you to look at it differently. I want you to feel it differently because I feel this scripture differently today. It did not feel good for Jesus on that cross. So if you've been sitting there complaining to God, like, for real, complaining to God. I'm calling it a complaining. Complaining to God. Oh, my this, my spouse this, my kids this, my this. Okay, God, nevertheless, not my will be done in their life, but thou will be done in their life. Just, hey, well, however you do it, God, you do it. You do it. Because I know I can't do it. It ain't in my power to do it. I'm giving it over to you. I'm at the nevertheless. However I got to do what I got to do, I got to do. So I'm encouraging you today. I'm really and truly encouraging you today to really, 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 I mean, like really, really check how you coming to God, how you approaching God, what your prayers sound like to God, what your petitions sound like to God. Because I'm sitting here looking at Luke 22:42 and Jesus said this. His only begotten son that died on the cross for you, me, and everybody else. Even the ones that they didn't like him, he died for them. You understand what I'm saying? So I want you to walk in this nevertheless. Because he said, Father, you know how we come to God. Oh, Abba, Father, Lord, God, you call him all the names. And then you give him your thing. Oh, can you fix this, God? Can you do this, God? Can you bring this back, God? Can we do all of this and this and this? And then at the end, you like, okay, God. And when God don't do it, now it's like, okay, God, when you gonna do this? I've been standing for this for so long. I've been doing this. Where is the nevertheless? Nevertheless. I'm going to watch my words. Nevertheless, I'm going to be obedient. Nevertheless, I'm going to study the scripture. Nevertheless, I'm going to dig deeper. Nevertheless, I'm going to purge my body. I'm going to get my body under subjection. Listen, I'm going to get myself right. Come on. Come on, Gerald. Get yourself right. Get yourself right. When Jesus died on that cross, and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? He said, he told the disciples, you should be able to do greater. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So you actually got something greater. You got something, a greater strength to be able to stand in the midst of a storm. You got something greater to be able to withstand the enemy's onslaught. You got something greater. He ain't just leave you. He ain't just die on the cross and ain't give you nothing. He gave you something. Matter of fact, he gave you the Holy Spirit. Now God is with you everywhere you go. You got access. But you got to operate in the nevertheless to actually operate in that. Because you can't operate in your selfishness. You can't operate in your me, myself, and I, your entitlement, your hurt, your pain, all of that stuff, and thinking that it's going to work. Nevertheless, I'm finna walk through this, God. Nevertheless, I'ma walk through this depression. Nevertheless, I'm walking through this suicide. But you know why? Because in the midst of this suicide, you're gonna give me the strength to walk out. You're gonna give me the strength to stand. You're gonna give me the strength to withstand the enemy. And then I'm gonna learn how to beat this suicide. I'm gonna learn how to beat the depression. And when I get done, you're gonna send me back to go and help somebody else. I know you're gonna send me back to pull the rest of them out. Why? Because you've given me the strength to do it. You have given me the skill set to do it. You've given me the resources to be able to do it. Everything that I had to go through, there was a process to go through it, but it was a nevertheless, and I didn't even know it was a nevertheless. I just wanted to be free. All I was focusing on was God's perfect will. But here it goes right here. Not my will, but thy will be done, God. Get out your flesh. Get out your emotions. Get out your feelings. Get out of them. Man, that thing will have you all depressed. It'll have you feeling rejected. It'll have you feeling abandoned. It'll have you feeling lonely. It'll just have you separated from the world. It will have you in that place. Do you understand that? Man, let's get into the nevertheless. I'm fired up today. I'm sorry. Y'all might think that I'm yelling. I am yelling. I'm a coach and I'm yelling. Right now, I need all of God's players, all of God's children to walk in the nevertheless. I want you to walk in all of the strength that you're supposed to have. I want you to walk in God's perfect will. I want you to walk out of your situation. I want you to walk out of your hurt. I want you to walk out of your trauma. It's nevertheless. Nevertheless, God, whatever this is that I'm walking in, what is it that I need to learn? What is it that I need to receive out of this? What is the understanding through this? Because when I get through, God, Lord, it ain't about you. It's about the people. It wasn't about Jesus. It was about the people that was going to be saved. The people that was going to be able to be healed. The people that was going to be able to get into the kingdom. It was about the people. It was about me. It was about you. The people that he didn't even see, but it was about us. It ain't about you. I didn't know that we had to go through all of this stuff. I didn't know that it wasn't about us. It was about being able to help others. It was about being able to minister to others. Why? Because we went through something and we still at a nevertheless, God, not my will. Hey, this ain't us. This you. We always saying, God, as we decrease, you increase. Let it be none of us and all of you. That's all we want. That's all we want. It's not. So I'm telling you right now, get out of your feelings. Get your feelings in check. Get your emotions in check, because that stuff is going to have you off key. It's going to have you off balance. You won't be balanced. You'll find yourself arguing with God. You're compromising. You'll find you in a debate with God. Man, you're going to debate with God? Really? That's what we're going to do? I did that, so don't tell me you can't do it. So don't tell me you won't do it. So don't tell me that it can't be done. Because I tried to debate with God for a long doggone time. And while I was debating, God was I know he was looking at me like, for real? Is that what we're going to do right now? Is that what we're going to do right now? You wasting time. You wasting time. You wondering why you stuck in this pornography? You wasting time. Because you sit here talking about, oh, God, take this away from me. God's like, no, I need you to work your way through it. I need you to work your way through it, because you know what? There's other people that's stuck on pornography. There's other people that don't know how to get away. There's other people that don't know the strategies to get out. And I'm going to show you how to do it. But I had to learn discipline. Nevertheless, let me learn. Nevertheless. Whatever the nevertheless is, man, it's some work that goes into it. It's some things that goes along with it. A little bit of suffering, because Jesus is on that cross suffering. I mean, dude, you get stuck in your rib in the side with knives and swords and you got a crown of thorns on you. Think about it. Let's picture that. Y'all see that picture all the time. Y'all see the picture in your mind. See the picture in your mind. See the nails in his hands and the blood going through. See the nails in his feet. See the pierce in his side. See him looking like, look at him. And you think about yourself. Dude, are you going through any of that? Who done nailed you to the cross? Who put a thorn on your head? Who has stabbed you in your side? Come on. Come on. And God just saying, and Jesus said, nevertheless, out of all of that, and we can't say, nevertheless, for the little stuff that we dealing with. And some of the stuff, dude, it's right here. It's what we dealing with in our mind because we won't let it go. We won't forgive. We want to be in bitterness. We want to be in anger. We want to be in revenge. We want to be in all of that stuff, but we don't want to say, nevertheless, God, I'm going to forgive. Nevertheless, God, I'm going to love the unlovable. Nevertheless, God, I'm going to speak edifying words. I'm going to build up. Nevertheless, God, I ain't going to be a gossiper. Nevertheless, God, I ain't going to walk on. I ain't going to walk in temptation. I ain't going to walk in adultery. Nevertheless, God, I ain't going to be in a soul tie. I'm not going to be in emotional affairs. Nevertheless, God, not my will, but thy will be done. I ain't going to be selfish. I ain't going to be petty. Nevertheless, God, not my will, but thy will be done. And God's will and the way he want it done, all of that stuff I just named, is not in it. It's not in it. Lust and perversion, not in it. Nope. Anger, not in it. Worry, not in it. Frustration, not in it. So if I'm hitting, I'm stepping on your toes, good. Because I need you to get to the nevertheless. I need you to get that picture of Christ on that cross. I need you to get that picture of them thorns on his head. I need you to get them pictures of them nails in his hands, the nails on his feet, the way he looked, the way he cried. Listen. And then I want you to compare your situation. Because we talking about, I don't want to hear you talking about, oh, what would Jesus do? Man, y'all already know what Jesus did. You know what he did. And now you know what he said. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Thine will be done. Be done. Be done. Be done. That means it's being done. That means it's going to get, it's something got to happen in your life. There's a change that's going to happen. And you got to be willing for that change to happen. Are you willing? My question is, are you willing? Are you willing? So, listen, I'm done right now. I pray that this message encourages you, it stretches you, but I need you to get that picture of Jesus Christ on that cross because it's going to help you, all right? It's going to help you. Once again, that's Luke 22 and 42. Jesus said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Everybody got an understanding of that? I pray that you do. All right. God bless. And I pray that this message stretches you and encourages you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.